Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And one of the things that you've probably heard me talk about, but I always notice with interest, is that when people come to me as coaching clients and sometimes on courses, they've sort of already decided what their problem is and what the solution to the problem is. And they want my help in implementing the solution that they've come up with to the problem that they've self-diagnosed. And the problem with that is people are terrible at self-diagnosing. So most of the time they've defined the problem inaccurately. So the solution they've come up with, while it might be a wonderful solution to the problem they've come up with, is irrelevant to their situation. And my helping them get better at something that wouldn't really make a difference anyways is just not the most helpful thing I can do. And one of the prime examples of that is almost anybody who has spent any time looking at their psychology thinks that the solution to most of their problems is better thinking. They might say more positive thinking, or they might say more balanced thinking, or they might say more possibility thinking. But essentially, the notion is, if I only had better thinking about this, I would do better. And logically, that makes sense on the face of it. And so I was very much in that camp, and I spent many, many years teaching myself, learning, how do I get better thinking about X? How do I get better thinking about money? How do I get better thinking about relationships? How do I get better thinking about health? How do I get better thinking about business? How do I get better thinking about myself so that I have more self-esteem and value myself more? How do I get better thinking about? And while I did get better at getting better thinking, I didn't get that much better at money, relationships, health, or any of the other things that I was looking at. And I finally got the problem and the solution when I was listening to a recording from the Scottish mystic Sid Banks. And he said, what everyone is looking for is a silent mind. And he went on to talk about how what everyone was looking for was a silent mind and a beautiful feeling. Now, I heard that and I was puzzled because I thought what everyone was looking for was better thinking. And I sat with it because I've kind of learned that when something strikes me, even if I don't get it immediately, it's worth sitting with. And I started to kind of go, well, what if that's true? And I started to look for a silent mind deliberately. I started to recognize, oh, a lot of the things I'd learned to do, like meditation and mindfulness and relaxation and hypnosis, all of those things were ways of getting quiet. There's a Henry David Thoreau quote I've always loved, that most men go fishing all their lives without realizing that it isn't fish that they're after. In other words, in any generation, there are activities, there are hobbies, there are things that people do because it's just a place where they can chill. It's just an excuse, a socially acceptable excuse to get quiet, to settle down, to not think so much, to not have to solve all the world's problems for a while. And once I saw that, and once I tried that for myself, I realized that it was in any area of my life. If instead of trying to get better thinking about it, or better strategies, or better this, or better that, I aimed myself in the direction of less, of quiet, of stillness, of not doing so much. There's another source, a poem called The Sin Sin Ming by Seng Tsun, the third Zen patriarch. And there's a line in there that I quote a lot because I think it's incredibly profound. And he says, "You do not need to seek the truth. Simply cease to cherish opinions." And for me, that's another way of dealing with your crappy thinking or your unhelpful thinking or your unproductive thinking about things, is you don't need the right thinking. You don't even need better thinking. You can just stop cherishing your crap thinking. And what happens in the quiet, what happens in the space that becomes apparent when the noise settles, is in most cases you already know what to do. There's a kind of a common sense that becomes apparent in that quiet. There's a creativity that becomes available to us in that quiet. We start getting fresh ideas and new ideas, not better thinking, just fresh, new and fresh, appropriate to the moment, not necessarily something I need to remember for next time, but exactly what I need, exactly when I need it. And as with so many of these podcasts, I don't want you to take my word for it. I don't particularly want to argue with you about it, but I do want to invite you to put it to the test. So you can choose an area like money or relationships or health or work, but an area where you've been struggling with your thinking and you can kind of tell, it's like, man, I just have some horrible thinking about this and it really doesn't help and I drive myself crazy and I wind myself up and blah, blah, blah. And instead of trying to improve it, instead of trying to affirm its positive opposite, instead of trying to change the beliefs that cause that so that, see what happens if you just, as best you can, drop your thinking about it. In one company where they kind of put this to the test, they would say to the engineers when they were stuck on a really difficult problem, "Have you tried giving up yet?" Because they'd come to see that when they gave up on all that thinking about it, fresh ideas would come. So that's your homework, your mission should you choose to accept it, is in whatever area you've been thinking you need better thinking, just experiment for a week with not thinking about it, thinking about it less, not putting so much weight on the thinking that does come up, and notice how the situation changes, and notice how your experience and your options and the situation itself transform. Have fun, learn heaps, happy experimenting, and I'll talk with you soon.